Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Roger in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a home, and it has a lot of paneling in it. That is a product called Luon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And at one time I had some remodeling done, and there was a divider between living room, dining room, and kitchen, and they took that off, and we put sheetrock and, you know, sprayed it and then painted it. But there's still quite a bit in. It's a split level, an entryway, a hallway, and in two of the bedrooms. And I was wondering if there's any other application could do instead of having it all taken off and sheetrock put on. And
have you considered painting the paneling?
Yeah, well, that was my question. You know, okay. Before I said, I thought, I listened to your program, and I thought it'd be a good question to ask.
It is a good question, and it's definitely a doable project. And so many of us are stuck with the paneling that's been put up over the last decades.
Sure.
And there's no reason you can't paint it. The key is to make sure that you get a good even coat. And so priming is especially important, even mm-hmm. though there's a finished surface and it's not the kind of material it's going to absorb. But if you prime it first, then you can paint it. And I think that we've even seen some folks, depending on the style of the paneling, do it with multiple colors or complementary colors. Right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. You can make it work. Obviously, there's a built-in stripe for you. It depends on how you use the space and what your style is, whether you're going to go with that or not. Generally, I find that the crispest, cleanest look when you're painting over paneling is a glossy white. For some reason, that just gives you a good neutral base. It really pops. It makes the paneling look, you know, not offensive. And,
right.
you know, it's wearable, if you will. It's something that'll work with any sort of decor.
Mm-hmm. And now, between the paneling, each panel, there is a wooden strip, which I would take off, and then that would have to be probably a little gap in there and would have to be filled.
Yeah, if you fill it, though, on a wall surface, that's never going to stick.
Okay.
Why don't you work the strip into the design? It'll give you a little depth to it,
too,
a little texture to it.
Mm-hmm. Once everything goes white, it sort of just becomes one.
Blends right in, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I appreciate your input. Any particular brand or type of primer you would use?
I would use a Kills oil-based primer on the wood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more of a hassle to put on, but I think it's going to dry nice, flow well, and you'll be really pleased with the top coat, with the condition of the top coat after you put the paint on.
And then latex would go over that?
Latex and go on top of that,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Roger. Good luck with that project in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.